At this point, I would like to introduce Doc Coombs to you. I only wish I could introduce the other members of the Colossus team and have him take over for a few minutes.
I'll take that over then.
Thank you.
Very much like an anointing.
Te baccalaureum scientiae creamus was the last thing said to me when somebody put something over my neck. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to meet you, and I congratulate Brian Randall on his summary of the events, as far as he's allowed to tell them, in Colossus. They're absolutely accurate. It was just exactly like that that it happened. I have a very long memory. I am an old gentleman, long since retired, and very, very happy. Thank you very much. I can repeat a few of the events that happened. There, tell you some stories about Bletchley Park, but not very many, because time's going on. We're going to have this other session anyway. As he rightly said, this, as Flowers said, Flowers was the main spring here. He was the man for whom I have the greatest reverence, the man who produced this first idea. But it was a marvelous session when mathematicians and engineers met like that. There were some sort of interesting stories. As the man who took over from Turing, from Flowers, after Flowers was promoted, I was in charge of all the project and all the staff there, the engineering staff and the design and the building and all this sort of thing. When you get a lot of young engineers and young Wrens all in the same building, Wren, by the way, means Women's Royal Naval Service, these girls in the Navy. I suppose you know that, I don't know. Anyway, when you get them all together, a certain amount of chaffing and badinage goes on. There was one classic occasion when I received a letter from Maxie Newman saying there'd been a disturbance in the corridor outside his room on such and such a day, and he didn't like it and he wanted some action to be taken about it. So I had to go around and find out all the people involved and get written statements from them. One of the statements was from one young man: we were talking in the corridor and talking about the weather or something, and we were laughing and joking a bit, but then Professor Newman came out of his office and shouted. As he did not seem to be talking to me, I just went away into the room, into the working room. Maxie Newman's comment was, oh, I see, just shouting. I remember also meeting for the first time mathematicians with their peculiar way of looking at things. To me as an engineer, this was most peculiar. Arithmetic I understood, but here we found people who were writing this sort of thing down. Dot plus cross equals cross. Dot plus dot equals dot. Cross plus cross equals dot. And the other one, cross plus dot equals cross. Now, I looked at that and I said, well, now, this is the most peculiar thing you're doing. I complained bitterly to whoever it was. And I said, once I knew what they were doing, here you are. You're doing an operation which is quite obvious, because I hadn't heard about closed groups and operations under this sign or anything like that then. This was quite new to me. I said, here you're doing something which is quite clearly multiplication. You use a plus sign for it, and you call it differencing. Well, this is the sort of way we got on together. It was really a very pleasant time. Oh, there was another. We made many, many, many machines at this time. Colossus was one of them, but it was the main one. There were auxiliary machines that did special functions, all called by names so that nobody would know what they were. Salamander, Proteus, Aquarius. You don't know what any of them are?
I know, but those
names. Oh, all right. Well, I don't think anybody had. All right, never mind. Well, I can say, but in particular, I'm going to mention this name. There was one machine called Mrs. Miles. Now, at some times, we had to make reproductions of tapes, and this particular machine made four copies of one given tape. Now, Mrs. Miles was a lady who, just about that time in England, had given birth to quadruplets. So this was called Mrs. Miles, and I remember one day standing by this machine while the tapes hadn't gone in the right place. They were all over the place, all over the floor. And I think it was Sean Wiley looked down at it, turned to me, and he said, ghastly business, this multiple birth, isn't it? This is taking far too long. I think I perhaps can't say very much. Flowers' brilliance, I have to show you here. This is the sort of thing he did. When we came onto the scene, Heath Robinson did Boolean addition, ordinary addition, by a process like this. Now, you'll hardly believe this. This is an oscillator producing 25 kilocycles, or perhaps I ought to say kilohertz, although reluctantly. These are ring modulators, up to about 8 of them. These are inputs which operate the ring modulator. And you either, as a result, each ring modulator puts out phase or opposite phase into a transformer secondary like that. Part of the operation might have to be to, cross here would be send out a signal and dot would be don't send out a signal. Now, you might have 8 of these to do an operation on, a multiplication of 8 crosses, 8 minuses, or something like that, you see. And the principle of this electronic switching was that you put in your signals here, and here you connected outputs this way or that way, depending on whether you wanted dot or cross to come out here. The idea was that by the time you got to the end, if you had an even number of cross signals, then you'd had these cancelling each other out and you'd get nothing out on your rectifier. If you had an odd number so that there was an odd one that didn't balance out in phase, then you got a signal there. Well, can you imagine 25 kilocycles in bursts of about a millisecond or less, in half a millisecond, adding together and really expecting to get anything out there? This was the first job I had when I came onto Colossus, to make that thing work. Of course, it didn't. And this, an example of Flower's brilliance was that after I'd worked for several weeks on this, adjusting each of these amplifiers so that there was exactly 180 degrees of phase difference between that and that, or between that and that, all the way along, very carefully adjusting the feedback and then taking them all out and doing it again and working and working, and every time finding that by the time I added 8 together, there was always something left. I went to Flowers and said, look, I can't do this. It just won't work. It's a silly idea. And Flowers said, well, have you tried varying the frequency? And I said, my God. And I went straight back into the lab, and I varied that, and the signal there disappeared, just like that. I'd never thought of doing that, because I'd assumed that if you adjusted it for that frequency, then if you varied the frequency, it would go wrong. But didn't it? It went right. And that was that. However, one of the things that Flowers did when we moved from Heath Robinson to Colossus, of course, was remove that completely. That sort of thing was out. And we moved into the region where you have either signal or no signal. And that or that. You never got involved in horrible 25 kilohertzes and things like that again. I've used up my 10 minutes and I haven't even started on the thing I wanted to talk about, which was the next stage. No doubt this will come up after the war. As you've heard, Chandler and I got involved with the making of a computer for the Ministry of Supply. In connection with trials, with Royal Artillery artillery trials and things like that. They wanted a special purpose, dedicated computer. And we were given the job of making this. Actually, it was to be based on the NPL design, ACE, and we were to make ours and they were to make theirs. And we worked together very amicably, the two organizations, we making ours. And most of our design was based on wartime Colossus. Colossus came through there. We used, for instance, pentodes. We never used double triodes. NPL believed in double triodes, and in every NPL circuit, where is he, Mr. Wilkinson, Dr. Wilkinson? NPL always had a thing like this somewhere in their circuit. AOT, sorry about that. A resistor, AOT. Now, those magic letters mean adjusted on test. This was absolutely anathema to us engineers. We said, no, if you're an engineer and you do a job properly, then you design your circuit, you design it with a factor of safety, you get fixed resistors, you fix them in, and it works. And if it doesn't work, well, you're a rotten engineer. Adjust on test, we called frig pots. That's to say, a potentiometer which you muck about with till it goes, but then that leaves you with no factor of safety. This was a bone of contention between us and NPL. They were very friendly when we argued about it a lot, and I dare say they were right too, and we were right, and everything was very happy, really. But this is the sort of thing that went on. You saw the Mark 7 ACE yesterday, designed by Turing. It went up. One of our problems at this time was that NPL had to do the mathematics, and we would do the engineering of this particular job, the Ministry of Supply computer. But every time we went down to NPL, they would say, oh, no, that's out of date now. I've got a better idea. So we'd have to come back next week for the new idea and say, well, now, this is it now, is it? And they'd say, no, it's out of date. We changed that. It's something different. And we used to go stark raving mad until eventually we said, stop! Give us a machine. So they gave us the Mark 7. That was the one which you saw yesterday, which had two highways, a function box, and an output highway, and delay lines across there. Now, that one was never made by the NPL, but it was made by us. As far as I know, it's the only computer that was made in Britain with a multi-address code, so that any unit operation consisted of taking numbers from two delay lines, feeding them into a function box, and putting the answer into another delay line. That was the Mark 7. We made it. It had 3/4 of a ton of mercury in it, which practically paid for the machine when it was sold afterwards. It had a lot of novel features, but I can't tell you about them now. I shall be happy to tell you about them at the session on Monday. I wish I had another half hour, but I haven't, so there you are.